A few sections of levee along the Mississippi River are at risk of being overtopped in southeast Louisiana. The reason? Storm surge from the Gulf of Mexico. WWNO's Travis Luck spoke with Ricky Boyette from the Army Corps of Engineers about why this is happening and which areas are at risk the most.
Thanks for joining us, Ricky.
Absolutely.
So the Mississippi River is already very high right now. It's been flooding for months, close to a year now. So the water has already been close to the top of the levees for a while. But right now, the storm surge from this tropical system, Tropical Storm Barry, could push the river levels up a few additional feet. So which sections of levee are most at risk right now in the greater New Orleans area, southeast Louisiana?
You know, fortunately, with the river forecast that came out today, they actually dropped it a foot. So we were looking at a potential of 20 feet at the Carrollton Gauge. Today we're looking at a potential of 19 feet, and that's great news because our system in New Orleans is between 20 and 25 feet high. So that further kind of helps to prevent overtopping of the system. Now, we understand that there is always a potential for that to change again. It could go higher, so we have to plan for the worst case. But right now we're seeing good news that the river will be below levee elevations.
What about in Plaquemines Parish? The levees over there are a little bit shorter, right? And that's why they've announced these mandatory evacuations. So are those areas at risk of being overtopped?
Right. You know, when you're starting to see this surge come up into the Gulf and it's backing up the river water, you get a little higher elevations down there. You know, we say 20 feet at the Carrollton Gauge, but that's the water level in the New Orleans area. And that does still present a really good risk of overtopping in the Plaquemines Parish. And that's why it's so critical that the residents do listen to their local officials and evacuate.
So as the current forecast stands, if the water from the river were to overtop in, say, Plaquemines Parish, what's that going to look like? Is it going to be rushing? Is it going to be a trickle? And how likely is it?
When we say overtopping, we are talking about water freely flowing over the top of the levee. And, you know, it really is going to matter on what that ultimate surge is, as well as the duration of the event. So we don't have enough information to be very specific on you will get 2 inches of water over the levee. That's kind of less important than there will be water coming over the levee if this forecast holds. And, you know, water can fill up behind the levee very quickly. So residents need to heed those warnings and pay close attention to what could occur out there.
If a levee's overtopped, does that make it more at risk of breaking?
You know, that's always a big concern. It's one of the lessons we learned from Hurricane Katrina is overtopping of a levee can cause erosion on the backside. So you armor the levees. Our Mississippi River levees are extremely robust, and the armoring that we're using for the hurricane system that we built after Katrina is very similar to what's on the levees in the river levees. So we're confident with that we're going to be able to handle the overtopping in that area without breaching.
And so just to be clear, we've just been talking more about Plaquemines Parish and some of those areas. Right now, how confident are you about the New Orleans area and the risk of overtopping in the New Orleans area?
You know, as we were running models yesterday, especially looking at a potential of a 20-foot reading at the Carrollton Gauge, we were not seeing any overtopping in the New Orleans proper area.
Ricky Boyette is a spokesperson for the Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. Thanks, Ricky.
Thank you, sir.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.